you take a father away from his kids, you're taking away their security, you're taking away their income, you're taking away the person who's bringing the food, the clothes, the keeping a roof over their head, and you're taking away the person that's keeping the kids in line and teaching them the right way. You know what I mean? And the same thing goes for when you take the mum away. Don't destroy people that just need a little bit of help to get over the line. Don't take their legs from them. So basically what it is if you give a person the opportunity to live his life, have his family and support around him, have something to do, he won't look for drugs, you know, as a first option. Just remember, not everyone's the same as you. No one thinks like you. So, yeah, but I wouldn't change anything in my life. It's just experience that hopefully I'm going to get to share with, you know, youth when I get out. And how I see it is, when I was young and 15, I had a lot of caseworkers that come from private schools and wealthy families, and they're trying to tell me how life is. You would not last a day in my shoes, so don't try and tell me how to live. But if somebody who was lived in my shoes come and said to me, hey, butter, you're going down the wrong road and this is what's going to happen here, I'm going to be more inclined to listen. So that's why I'm going to step into the youth work when I get out, once I get my recovery underway.